A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Daf Chof, Psachim 20a, pagination page 39, three lines from the top of the Amud, the Gemara asks, Hai Bosa de Iskasha B'mai. The meat that we've been discussing, how did it become Hukshar Lekabel Tuma? What's this concept? In order for something to become a recipient of Tuma, in order to acquire the laws of impurity, the item has to have had liquid, certain types of liquid specifically listed, but liquid come in contact with it, and then it becomes what we call mukhshar lekabel tuma, ready, kosher, so to speak, to accept tuma. If it never got this liquid upon it, then it would still be almost like shielded. It's not ready to acquire tuma. So we had meat that was discussed in the famous original case of Rabbi Chanina Sigan HaKohanim, that there was meat inside the Beis HaMikdash, which had tuma, and we springboarded from there to discuss other cases where something in the Beis HaMikdash has tuma. And the question which the Gemara is presenting now is, how did the meat, the flesh of that animal, get prepared to acquire tuma? De iskasha b'mai. What kind of liquid made it available, susceptible to tuma? Inema de iskasha b'dam. If you want to say that blood is the liquid and blood is normally a liquid which would accomplish this, from Rav Chiya bar Abba and Rabbi Yechanan, we learned minayin ledam kodshim she'eno machshir. The blood of kodshim does not cause hechsher. The blood in the Beis HaMikdash does not cause an item to be ready to acquire tuma. That's not considered a liquid that activates this. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, lo sochlenu, you should not have blood. Ala oretz tishpechenu kamoyim, you should spill blood on the floor like water. You should not drink the blood of an animal. It's non-kosher. Instead, discard it. But in the way that the pasuk described discarding it, it said to spill it like water. It's compared to water, and therefore we know that blood has the same properties in making something kosher lekabel tuma as water. But the Gemara says there's a condition. Dam shenishpach kemayim machshir. Only blood that's spilled like water will cause hechsher on the item. V'she'en nishbach kemayim eino machshir. But if it's not poured like water, then it would not be machshir. And as Rashi tells us on the bottom of Tezayin Amud Aleph, 16a, pagination, page 31, the very last lines of Rashi over there, Rashi says, Dam chulin, when you have blood of a regular shechita for regular purposes, non Beis HaMikdash, so you don't accept it in a special vessel, so then it's compared to water. It spills on the floor. Aval dam kodshim miskabo bekli, but the blood of kodshim has to be received in a vessel. V'tzaruch mimenu la'mizbeach, and you have to put it on the mizbeach, ve'eino nishpach li'ibud kamayim, and it's not pouring on the ground like water being discarded. Eino machshir, it's not going to activate the tuma properties of the meat. De'lo iskish la'mayim, because it's not compared to water. The blood in the Beis HaMikdash is specifically not compared to water because you accept it in a vessel. And therefore, the blood would not have been the liquid which activated the susceptible status of this meat that it could have become tamei. The Elo, the Gemara continues, the iskasha b'mashki beis mitbechayo. Maybe there are other liquids in the slaughtering area of the Beis HaMikdash which caused the meat to be susceptible to tuma. From Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, this we learned recently, mashkibes mitbechaya lo dan shein dochon, not only is the liquid of the slaughtering area tahar itself, ela shein machshirin, it doesn't even cause the things that it comes into contact with to become kosher and ready to receive tuma. So we just knocked off two possibilities. The blood in that area, since it's kodshim blood, is not a liquid that's going to make the meat susceptible to tuma. And the other liquids, we also knocked off because they're not machshirin. Ve'ela, the Gemara answers, de'iskasha bechibas hakodesh. There is the power of kodshim itself, the endearment of kodshim, to make it kosher, to become tamei. So let's clarify over here two points. Number one from Rashi. Rashi points out that if we were dealing with meat that was eaten in the rest of Yerushalayim, it would be very easy to understand how it became kosher lekabel tuma. Because there's so many liquids anywhere, that's not a problem to understand. The problem is that it was limited to the Beis HaMikdash, and we're assuming it already became Tameh in the Beis HaMikdash, and we're asking, by virtue of what liquid did it become susceptible such that it actually became Tameh? And the answer is, D'iskasha b'chibas HaKodesh, that the power of Kodshim, the endearment of Kodshim, could already make it kosher lekabel tuma. We would want to understand what exactly this condition of becoming kosher lekabel tuma is, and we would want to understand how Chibas HaKodesh accomplishes that. In any case, Tosfos asks an extremely fundamental question. Take a look at Tosfos Ella, the second Tosfos on the page, left-hand side over here. Ella, the first of the smaller lines. Ella de iskasha b'chibas hakodesh. Tosfos asks a tremendous question. V'im tomar, I have a question for you. Ichibas hakodesh mahanya, if the endearment of kodshim really works to cause hechsher so that the meat can be makabel tuma, it brings it to a whole new level because it's kodshim. My nafka mina, Tosfos asks, so then what was the whole discussion that mashkin beis mitbechaya dochin ve'in machshirin, that the liquids of the slaughterhouse in the Beis HaMikdash are pure, are tahar, and they are not machshir, they don't enable something to acquire tuma? Who needs anything to make it enabled to acquire tuma? Who needs anything to make it susceptible? If Chibas Kodesh works, then anything that's there, by definition, is kodshim, we assume. And if it's kodshim, then by definition, Chibas Kodesh activated it. And who cares whether the liquids do make it susceptible or don't make it susceptible? Obviously, there's something that we're missing here. If there is a concept of Chibas Kodesh for kodshim, and we're still discussing what the liquids will be machshir, and which liquids, and all of those laws, they have to be relevant for something. And Tosfos says, yes, ve'omeri, de'itzterich lekama devarim shemeviyim bo'azara. That whole discussion about the liquids making something susceptible to tuma is for things de'lo shayich be'chibas kodesh, for things that are brought in that aren't relevant to chibas kodesh, they're not kodshim. Kigon, for example, the million-dollar answer, bikurim. Bikurim, even though there's a mitzvah to bring them to the Beis HaMikdash, the first fruit, but it's not kodshim. It's not a korban. And therefore, you would have something definitely that's in the Beis HaMikdash that is not kodshim, and therefore would be a discussion whether the liquids of the slaughterhouse will make them susceptible to acquire tuma, the question being that if they remain dry from the time they were picked, and Tumah touched it, they would not acquire that Tumah. Again, they have to be Hukshar Lekabel Tumah. They first have to come into contact with liquid, and then they could acquire Tumah. Tosfos adds in, even more practical, Ochulin She'ochlin Bo'azara, Kedei Le'echol HaMincha VeHazevach Al HaSova. You might even have regular, mundane food, nothing to do with any mitzvahs per se, because they had to eat certain karbanos while they were satisfied, not hungry. So first they had to eat from general food, and then they would be able to eat the kadshim. Reminiscent, for example, of the Karban Pesach that we're familiar with, Ne'echal al hasova, that you first have to eat the meal, and then, in a satisfied way, it's more of a dessert, more of a special thing, rather than a nutrition type of eating. And therefore, Tosfos establishes that, yes, Chibas Kodesh could exist, and that makes things Hukshar Lekabel Tumah, but that only applies to things that are kodshim, and there definitely would be the possibility of other things in the Beis HaMikdash, and it's on those other things that we were discussing which liquids of the Beis HaMikdash might make them susceptible to acquiring Tumah. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.